This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com today. It's going to be warm and consistently warm. High of 83, low of 60 today with clear skies expected. Then tomorrow, high of 77, low of 62 with a 45% chance of rain. That's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. We're talking Steelers, and I want to talk a little bit of Pirates this morning as well, if time allows. But I got a few minutes here, so nothing more to say on the draft for me. I support all the picks, and I look forward to the Steelers' future. If you have thoughts, you can call in now and talk, 412-928-9370. Give me a ring, and you can express your opinion on the draft. I want to talk a little bit about the Pittsburgh Pirates now, though, and I want to talk about just some things that they can correct before it's too late, because there will come a point in the season where if they lose too many games, they're going to fall out of the race, and I want them to fall out of the race. So right now they're 14-15, and like I talk about, one game at a time is how you should approach this season. I still maintain that, because they haven't lost. They haven't had a huge losing streak yet. I think the most games they lost in a row is 6, which, you know, is a good bit, but it's not a lot compared to the big losing streak, the 10-game losing streak they went on last week. But they're 14-15 right now. They're 4 games back of the Brewers. We're 17-10. And the National League Central has indeed been put in its place, and that was represented by the Brewers almost losing to the Yankees over the weekend, but then getting blown out in the next two games, Saturday and Sunday. The Brewers got blown out by the Yankees, and the Brewers right now are an unsteady 17-10. Every team in the division right now is within reaching distance of the Brewers, which is why I say to the Pirates, hey, it's all good. There are just some fundamental things that I think that they're struggling with. On a positive note, Henry Davis threw out a guy trying to steal yesterday. Brian Reynolds in the series hit a home run and a clutch one at that, as did Key Brian Hayes. Pitching has been acceptable. Each pitcher in those games against the Giants went out there and gave the Pirates a chance to win. Timely hitting has been rough. And we see what it looks like when they do hit in timely fashions. I mean, Brian Reynolds hitting that home run was elating. It was exciting. He's somebody who is in a position where he's going to be one of the guys that we as fans and the players around him have to rely on to come through in those big moments. I don't know how many big moments he's been in. It doesn't seem like, though, that he's been a notable piece of this team. And I mean, most of them have struggled on offense. Like a lot of these players have struggled on offense. Rowdy Tellez batting in the 100s, his average being in the 100s, that's not acceptable. You need a guy, you know, at first base who can be that sustaining power for you. And that's just something that is not great to see right now. And that's something that I think that, you know, he can work on it if he individually can pull it together and come through. This team could be okay. Defensive struggles. I mean, the outfielders in yesterday's game in particular, they didn't look great. Connor Joe taking a weird route to a ball and then not diving for it. Just an interesting decision. And then a ball in left field dropped later in the game. Little things there that just, it's not great to see. But my point to you guys is that while it looks not great, I mean, think about what they looked like to begin the season when all of those fundamental elements of the game were brought together. They were winning. And so if they tighten up those little things, I mean, it's little fixes. It's just little fundamental things getting better. They do one or two things better in a game, and maybe they don't lose. Jared Jones has been great. He just struggles with giving up the long ball against threatening opponents. If one or two home runs doesn't get hit in that game, Pirates, not that it was, and I know I've been down this road before, I understand the offense, you can argue, didn't back him up well enough, but I'm just saying, when he makes mistakes, they're big mistakes. When he succeeds, he succeeds tremendously. So Jared Jones right now is on the extreme spectrum. When he's on, he is on. When he struggles mightily. So with just his pitch selection and where the ball gets hit out more often, he just struggles with the home runs is really what I'm trying to say. And home runs are monumental because you're guaranteed to give up at least one run on those. That's just some of his big struggles. So if some of those elements get tightened up, just the little things, not leaving the ball out over the middle of the plate, or finding a different pitch mix, which he hasn't had to use before. You saw his changeup and his curveball being worked in there more against the Giants because he's needed those pitches because they were catching up to his fastball and they were reading his slider well. If they figure out their defensive struggles, which is a fundamental thing, if they catch more runners stealing, like Henry Davis caught a guy, that's great. They were struggling with that early on. Like, if those little things get battened down, I think they'll be okay. So I'm not panicking for that reason, because I think that they'll be okay because there just seems to be little fundamental things that they're struggling with, but they get those things down and I think they'll be fine. So I'm not panicking right now, but it's got to be tightened up here soon or they're going to lose ground, and then that's when we could start having our legitimate concerns. But they're 14-15 right now, and their issues seem to be fixable. They got a game tonight against the Oakland Athletics. They're starting a series. Game one tonight at 9:40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app